This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage-free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. During the event, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. Ministry of Finance has said that PAN 2.0 project, which has been approved by the Union Cabinet, is a transformative initiative to modernize taxpayer registration through advanced e-governance. The ministry added that this project aims to streamline and modernize the process of issuing and managing permanent account number PAN and tax deduction and collection account number TAN, making it more user-friendly and efficient. PAN 2.0 also aims to revolutionize the existing system by integrating all PAN and TAN services into a unified portal, ensuring a seamless and paperless process. It added that free e-PAN services and simplified updates enhance convenience for taxpayers. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morabadi Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah along with leaders of India Bloc for the ceremony. In the 81-member assembly, India Bloc secured 56 seats. The air quality in the national capital Delhi remains in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 302 as of 8 p.m. last evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in several areas of the city continues to fall in the very poor category. Delhi's Vivek Vihar was recorded at 325, Anand Vihar at 320, Bhavana at 343, Ashok Vihar at 320, Alipur at 310, and Arkepuram recorded an AQI of 302. Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, has urged Professor Muhammad Yunus, the head of the interim government, to forge national unity to tackle the evolving situation and resolve the existing problem. A five-member BNP delegation, led by its Secretary-General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir, met him this evening to share its concern over some untoward incidents that happened in the country over the past few days. The main purpose of our meeting was to convey our party's concerns to the chief advisor regarding the recent developments, particularly the law and order situation in the past few days, the issues surrounding ISKCON and the problems of students of some colleges, said Mirza Fakhrul in a press briefing after the meeting in Dhaka. He said, at the meeting, we have emphasized that completing electoral reforms and announcing the election roadmap as soon as possible is crucial. We hope that the chief advisor, along with his advisory council, will find a solution to these problems very soon so that no such situation arises again to create a division among people, said the BNP Secretary General. They also called upon Dr. Yunus to take steps for easing public sufferings, he added. At the 55th International Film Festival of India, it was a packed house at the Kala Academy in Goa's Panajim as legendary composer A.R. Rahman attended the Lata Mangeshkar Memorial Talk Musical Theatre in India. Reflecting on the legacy and voice of Lata Mangeshkar, Mr. Rahman shared that he was awestruck when he first heard her sing, describing her as the epitome of perfection. Indian Grandmaster Gukesh Dumaraju posted a win over Dingli Ren of China in the third game of the World Chess Championship in Singapore yesterday to tie up the 14-match final series at 1.5 points each. After tasting defeat in the first game of the event, Gukesh managed a draw in the second before registering his first win of the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.